anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show, Super Bowl week. We don't need to go to Tampa. Why would we go to Tampa? We're having a beautiful time outside here in Kearney, Nebraska.
Let's go to Boston.
It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. Sitting outside, people roaming the streets, just taking, you know.
Roaming the streets because their cars won't start.
There's Tracy with his shorts. There's Riz with his flip-flops on. Yeah, baby, it's a beautiful day. Doug and Daddy Show with you, and we've got a couple of great guests lined up. Russ Hochstein is going to join us here in just a couple of moments to start the show off. New England Patriot, and boy, he's got a lot of things going on with him. And we're going to talk to him in just a moment. Also today, we're going to be catching up. Oh, Daddy, I know you're looking forward to this.
Well,
I know you're looking forward to this. At the bottom of the hour, we will also be joined by two-time Bassmaster champion Hank Parker. You're fired up.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited.
He's got his own. He's got his own TV show, outdoor show, Hank Parker's Outdoor Magazine, going on for more than 20 years. Currently on the Versus Network, Channel 29 here in the Charter Communication area. Member of the Professional Bass Fishing Hall of Fame, and you trying to be a fisher of men, looking for tips today.
Well, kind of getting away from the competitive side now on the fishing channels, doing that. But when he was a competitor, 76% of the time, Hank Parker found himself in the money. That would be unheard of in many circles. Many people still think, to this day, Hank Parker, one of the top, you know, you do your top 5, 10, whatever. He is always in that list of competitive fishermen.
It'd be interesting to talk to him about the economy and see, you know, fishing is one of those sports I think fairly recently are seeing their pots build up as far as competitiveness and being able to make a living doing this thing.
I'm sure he feels like one of the old baseball players, like, I had to find a job in the off season. I'm winning a Bassmaster Classic. It's way different than the arenas they fill up now when the Bassmaster Championship is announced and awarded.
Well, I think our next guest enjoys catching a fish now and then, and we are pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. We get a chance to catch up with him maybe once or twice a year, and Russ Hochstein in the off season is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Russ, how's the fishing going, man?
Well, I can tell you this. We have about 8 inches of snow on the ground, and I think it snowed 3 inches this morning, so the fishing ain't too good here right now.
Now, Russ joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready for, I guess, to watch the Super Bowl, which is something that's a little different for the Patriots here over the last 5-6 years. Let's start there, Russell. What was the feeling like when you guys finished the season 4-game winning streak? Most of the time, the record you guys had this year was good enough to get into the playoffs, and you were pretty darn hot at the end of the season, yet left on the outside looking in. I suppose that leaves a little bitter taste, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, you always, the whole goal of playing the season is to get to the playoffs and things like that. So, yeah, that hurts a little bit, but, you know, that's the way our league has designed it, and, you know, it's worked for how many years, so it's hard to argue against it. Unfortunately, we didn't win enough games, and one more win would have got us in probably, and so you have to take the good with the bad and just realize that's the way it is, and then life ain't always fair.
Russ, you know, we talked to you early in the season, right after Tom Brady got hurt, matter of fact, and you said, hey, Matt's our guy, we're going to go with him, and we believe in him. Were you just saying that, or did you really believe in Matt Cassel?
Oh, no, we really believed it. You know, I have the opportunity to go and practice with him every day, and I've been practicing with him for years, and being in my position, I played a lot of center, and he's been the quarterback in preseason games and things like that, and I always thought he kind of, you know, people were always on him, and he's a competitor, and he's a guy who's willing to learn, and he obviously, as the year went on, learned and got better. I mean, some of the throws he made were amazing. At the end of the season, he looked like he belonged there for 10-year vet, you know, and And he really played well, and he deserves all the credit he gets. People, I'm sure, maybe another year or two will stop asking me about him because he's going to be his own guy, and he's really worked hard to get there, and he deserves it.
Former Husker and current New England Patriot Russ Hochstein joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Russ, so what about your season and the way things panned out for you personally? Because I know now it's find out what's going to happen time, I guess, for you.
Yeah, it's I'm going to be a free agent at the end of the month or at the end of February. So it's a little something different. I haven't been a free agent since I've been in the league, really, and it's a different situation for me. But I'm going to be a dad here within a month, new father, my first time. So I'm pretty excited about that, and my whole attention's kind of been on that for right now. And I'm enjoying my off season. I'm starting to get back in and work out a little bit, and things are going good. And at the end of the season, I added a couple new roles to play a little more tight end and fullback than I have done in other years and had a lot of fun with it. So hopefully, free agency treats me good, and we'll just see what happens.
Now, see, Daddy, I think a lot of the youngsters out there, maybe as young as you, could model, their life a little bit after Russ. Grows up small-town Nebraska. Look at this guy out of Hardington. He's a Husker. Every kid's dream in Nebraska at that time. And then makes his way into the pros, gets a nice paycheck, gets in for the number of seasons that he's been. Then he goes and gets married. Now he's going to have a kid. I'm going to tell you what, Russ, I think when they write your book, it's going to be a little bit different than Jason Peters.
maybe a little bit. Jason's a good guy, though. I still like Jason. I haven't got to talk to him in a while. Everyone has their own path in the world, and you just follow it as best you can. And I've been very fortunate and very blessed. I still think all those people around the Midwest and in Nebraska especially, I get a lot of fan mail still and a lot of people who support me. So I appreciate it a lot.
Russ, I guess as you look ahead towards Sunday's Super Bowl, you got a chance to face both of these teams. A little bit different outcome. The Steelers kind of beat up on you guys 33-10, and then you took it out on the Cardinals. Is this game going to be close in your mind?
I think it is. I'm not coaching either one of these teams. I have played against both of them. But it's a neutral field. It's going to be pretty good weather, I think. I think both teams can into the playoffs have ran the ball consistently enough and things like that. I know Pittsburgh's got a loaded defense, and they're playing very, very well together on that side of the ball, and their offense has played well too. And Kurt Warner's really put together a good playoff run offensively, and Fitzgerald is probably one of the best in the league at his position. So I think it'll be a good game. It'll be real interesting to see how high scoring it is, but I definitely think both teams will move the ball. And as I say that, it'll probably turn around and it'll be a defensive battle. So who knows? Because both teams are playing well on defense too. So we'll see. I think the little things like special teams and will come into play pretty big in this game.
Russ, when you guys are beating up on a team like you did in the snow, 47-0, and then a team turns around and makes a run, how is that possible?
Well, it just goes to show you anything can happen. As long as you get into the playoffs, anything can happen. Think of the things that's happened over the years with teams that have made it in out of the sixth seed and even higher. And I mean, Pittsburgh won it a few years ago, I think, out of the sixth seed. It just got to get in. That's the key. And once you get in, anything can happen. And like they always say, anybody can be beat on any given day. So I tell you what, Arizona's not a slouch either. They're a good team. And they may not have showed it the day we played them, but they're playing very well.
Russ Hochstein joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tell us, a lot is made about guys that have been to the Super Bowl two or three times compared to those that have never been there, and then just what this week is really like. Fill the fans in on what this week leading up to the game is like once you get to the site.
Well, as a player, it is the greatest game to in our sport of football to ever be a part of. It's very special. I know in the past I've told people it is a dream come true when you play football and you get to play on the biggest stage in the world and the biggest show on earth. It is something, it's hard to explain to people until they're there and they see those camera flashes going off, and winning one is even more special. And those guys that are first time going down there, I hope they take it all in, enjoy the whole week. You still have to concentrate and focus on what you do, and you put your time in the mornings when you practice and work out, but when you get that free time, and I hope they have their families with them and their whole families can enjoy it, because it is truly one of those trips that you don't get get very often, and I hope they take advantage of it and enjoy the sights and sounds that are around them.
Russ, three or four Super Bowls that you've been a part of?
I've been a part of three.
Okay, Glendale, Jacksonville, or Houston? What was your favorite? What was your favorite nightlife experience?
Actually, I can't choose one over the other. Probably, I think all three of them had. I've had so many memories associated with all three of those that I enjoyed each one of them. You know, Jacksonville, we were a little farther out of the city when we stayed there, but Houston, we were pretty downtown. I don't know. We sure had a lot of fun, and Arizona was good weather. I don't know. It's hard to say. I enjoyed every one of them.
Russ Hochstein joins us for just a couple more minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Russ, your gut feeling, what will Russ Hochstein be doing when June and July rolls around?
Dallas.
What my gut feeling is I'll be working out and trying to get better as a player and helping whatever team chooses to sign me, and I'll be excited about it.
Russ, ideally, would you be back with the New England Patriots?
I welcome that opportunity, and I welcome all opportunities. It is one of those things that, you know, I spent a lot of years here, so you feel pretty loyal and things like that, and it just comes down to what everybody's comfortable with and what makes everybody happy.
As a lineman for the New England Patriots right now, as you sit, is there a quarterback controversy in New England?
I couldn't even tell you. As a lineman, my business is what's in front of me, and so I don't always worry. I try and take care of what's in front of me so that what's behind me doesn't get affected. So I don't know, and I stay out of it.
I think it's kind of crap because he's been a lineman, he's been a tight end, he's been a fullback. They never give him the ball.
Who would you rather catch the ball from, Tom Brady or Matt Cassel, Russ?
I just like the ball thrown to me.
There you go.
Russ Hochstein, I've heard a little bit, but do you care to give us your feeling about how things are going to turn out Sunday?
I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to go right down the middle and say good luck to both teams.
Outstanding stuff. Russ, hey, we always appreciate the time. Best of luck with the young child. And as we get ready to come out of this interview, you know, when you're planting your 5,000 acres up there in Hartington, what are you planting?
Dynagrow, baby.
There you go. Russ, best of luck. We always enjoy the time. Thanks so much for giving us a few minutes again today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, thanks, guys. And you tell our mutual friend I said hello.
I will do so. Catch some fish when you can.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
Russ Hochstein, New England Patriots for now, I think maybe until the end of February.
Doesn't sound like
he's going to.
Might have had an end of the year meeting that they're not going to pony up what would take to have Russ.
Yeah, he's one of those things that maybe if he was a third-year guy, he's coming back. Not an 8 or 9 year guy to a long-term contract. And, you know, whatever. Whatever, that can be a good thing. You know, you had a good run in New England. You've got some Super Bowl rings. You have all kinds of experiences there. Teams cannot be dynasties forever, and maybe it's time to move on from New England and maybe latch on somewhere that he can win some more football games. And now let's see. Buffalo, no. Dallas, no. Pittsburgh, maybe. I'm trying to think of the Bears. The Bears.
He's surely got to want to go to a warm place.
But he's used to cold. I mean, I'm just saying there'd be a guy that's not
Packer
worried
us.
About it. Yeah. Go somewhere where, you know, don't be a Dolphin, don't be, you know, blah, blah, all that kind of stuff.
He could be a Bill. Be all right. Well,
I said, and win.
There you go.
Speaking of Dynagrow, that's what Russ Hochstein plans.
Well, he knows the 57 VO7 rated preseason number one heading into the 09 growing season. Right behind it at number two, 58 V72. Hey, you've heard about the preseason top 10. You want to know what performs for you in your fields. That's why you need to call your local Dynagrow seeds dealer today because, hey, what works south of Holdridge may not work north of Eddyville or, hey, north of Broken Bow. It just depends on your field conditions and what growing conditions you have.
So the north side of Berwyn and the south side of Berwyn might
way
be a little different.
Might
be a
little way different.
What about east and west of Odessa?
Could be crazily different.
So you're in and around Farwell. You need even a more special to plant there.
If you're around Farwell, I think you drive to Worms, have a beer, talk about it. That's what you do.
See, they're pimping stuff all week long in front of the Super Bowl with all their guests on the big network. So, you know, we got Russ. We're pimping Dyna-Gro, baby. And it doesn't need much pimping because it is the fastest growing in the state.
1-800-652-9298. Call your local Dyna-Gro Seeds dealer today. Roundup Ready Corn 2. They've got that for you as well. Optimized profit potential and peace of mind. Hey, they've got it all at Dyna-Gro, whether it's corn, whether it's beans, whether it's alfalfa. Call your local Dyna-Gro Seeds dealer today. 1-800-652-9298. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back after this.
And now, here's another in our series of things that happened during the Doug and Daddy Show commercial breaks that you can be glad you didn't hear.
Well, stop licking yourself. That's disgusting.
Makes you look forward to the breaks, doesn't it?
Dear, we're having another baby.
The changing circumstances of life often change your needs in a home. RE/MAX executives of Kearney every day prove that experience counts, having connected thousands of families with new homes. Log on to KearneyRE/MAX.com to begin your next move. Or call Rocky, Deb, Heath, Lori, or Todd at 308-236-SOLD. 308-236-SOLD. RE/MAX executives, KearneyRE/MAX.com. Because experience does count.
Storm Hockey and NTV have teamed up for the second annual High School Band Night. This Friday, area high school bands will perform live throughout the game. NTV news anchors will host the event featuring a drumline competition during the first intermission. Hear from St. Paul, Southern Valley, Kearney Catholic, and more. It's hockey like you've never seen it before. NTV's Band Night this Friday at the Storm Game. For tickets, call 308-338-8011. Storm Hockey, presented by Viero.
Sunday night, find out who is the best in the NFL when the high-flying Cardinals face off against the number one rated defense of the Steelers. Join Westwood One for all the action of Super Bowl 43. Can Larry Fitzgerald and the Cards passing attack lead Arizona to their first title? Or will James Harrison and the Pittsburgh D keep them grounded? If it's Super Bowl 43, it's right here.
Catch all the action Super Bowl Sunday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
When the weather forecasters say partly cloudy and you have to blow 10 inches of that stuff out of the driveway, you might want to click on ESPNSuperstation.com to find out what other plans have been changed. Click the weather threat button. Brought to you by Fidelity Heating and Air of Kearney. Remember, even when the weather stops you, nothing stops a train.
We'll see some sun followed by increasing cloud cover during the day today with a high temperature of around 34 with a west wind increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, skies will stay partly to mostly cloudy. We'll fall off to around 16 with northwest winds 10 to 20 on the way to the low 30s Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 30.
Hi, Derek.
How's it going?
Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis, Derek Stenson here with you every Monday through Friday from 11 to 12. Coming up, our show will continue at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be joined by a two-time Bassmaster champion from the Professional Bass Fishing Hall of Fame, host of Hank Parker's Outdoor Magazine. That's right, it's Hank Parker, people. Who's buried in Grant's tomb? There you go. Hey, glad to have you along with us. Sure appreciate it. You can fire off your emails to the Dent Popper inbox anytime. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Hey, this Sunday, you want to get together. You want to watch the big game. Plus, you want to see all the basketball that's leading up to it and all the other activities, golf tournament, that crazy stuff that they do in Phoenix, the FBR Open going on this weekend. You want to watch all of that and then have a good seat for the Super Bowl without messing up your place? The Chicken Coop, downtown Grand Island and Kearney, where they have great food and drink specials, especially for the big game on Sunday. Catch all your favorite sports with the high-definition televisions all around the place. There's not a bad seat in the house. How about the food, Daddy?
The food's excellent as well at night.
You haven't mentioned chicken tender hoagie lately, but at night, peppercorn steak.
Peppercorn steak is where I was going with that, and the ribs also very, very tasty. But at noon, several salads available.
Sandwich, burger, maybe a little pizza, maybe some wingies.
Hey, you can get it. You don't want a spicy chicken salad? That's fine. You can have a chicken salad, but you can get any kind of wing flavor on your chicken they put in that salad as well.
It's just unbelievable, all the great food you can get, whether you're starving or just need a little light snack. It's there for you. Great food and drink specials every night, lunch specials every day. They're open 7 days a week, inviting you in for the big game Sunday at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Daddy, while we got a couple of minutes, Colin Montgomery is the captain of the European Ryder Cup team.
Well, that'll add a little fuel to the fire.
Well, can you? But it's in Wales.
Right.
There's no way that they would ever make him captain, I don't think,
come here.
Coming to the United States. Although, I think Montgomery would love that. He would love to come over here and probably for the first time envelop the hatred that has been thrown his way. But you know what? He's kind of like everybody else. After a while, you're going, you know, when Phil Mickelson threw away the U.S. Open and Monty had a chance there, you're just going, oh, come on. You know, Monty, win one.
When did the hatred start for him? Was there any one time?
Well, he was a...
And I don't necessarily hate the guy.
When he first started coming over, he was an out of shape, kind of brash, couldn't win over here. And then, you know, maybe a camera clicked or maybe somebody that, you know, one of those, oh, gee, I can hear you breathing over there. Please stop that. You know, and that got under people's skins and it didn't take very long for that to... you know, fan the flames in Montgomery. But Montgomery versus Corey Pavin for the 2010 Ryder Cup in Wales.
Well, Montgomery certainly got the weight advantage there. With Corey Pavin about 135 pounds. Monty about 310.
Let's get somebody qualified right here for our Schroeder's Smoked Food Tailgate Bundle. Feeds up to 15 with smoked pork loin, brats, chili, chips and cheese on their Super Bowl platter. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Colin Montgomery is the second most successful European player in Ryder Cup history as far as points. Who is first? Who has earned the most points European in Ryder Cup history? Colin Montgomery is second. Nick Faldo has more points than any other European player. I just said that on the air, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
First two people get qualified, Derek. First two people. I meant to read 20 wins, 9 losses, 7 halves, and I just went Nick Faldo. Well, there you go. Just get the first two people qualified. Probably be somebody that just knows how to dial the phone. Well, that hasn't happened in a while.
Oh, Douglas.
See, here's another deal. Monty will be Europe's youngest ever captain. And at 47, you think he may be good enough still to make the team?
I was just going to say, he's only 47?
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think? Should a Ryder Cup captain be allowed to play?
Absolutely. I think that's great. I think get in there. I mean, it's weird because the captains always have the, you know, you see the captains on their carts zipping around to different parts of the courses. You know, faster than anybody else. They seem to be in everywhere all at the same time.
I like the Ryder Cup. I like it. I would like to go to the Ryder Cup someday. At first, it didn't look like anybody but Zach Potter was going to get to go to a combine, and now 6 Huskers have been invited. Potter, Cody Glenn, Marlon Lucky, and over the weekend, Nate Swift, Matt Slauson, Leiden Murtha. Matt Slauson, really?
We got some winners, Derek.
Yeah, we do. John from Kearney, Steve from Grand Island, both knew Nick Faldo.
Shocker! Here's what's going on in the rest of the sports world. Why are they showing that? Oh, notable Arizona sports moments. And Nebraska getting beat by Arizona State, one of them. Anyway, seniors Jade Meads, Johnny Mildenberger, 45 points, 19 rebounds combined. The Loper women beat Tim Connelly, of the new head coach there at Shadron, and they win that 77-70. Loper men, Daddy, we know they're struggling, but 4 straight home losses, the longest home losing streak since the 66-67 season.
Offensively.
And now they go on the road for 4.
Yeah, it's not good.
Offensively. Like all they
yeah,
got.
33 points, and then everybody else scores 32 points, and just not going to work very good doing it that way.
Nebraska women. Boy, they must be watching some of the high school ball. 23-21 at the half. They're actually ahead. And then,
well, it was the first time all year long that Kansas State had
been behind at the half. Then Kansas State goes on a 24-6 run, and they win this game 51-40. Hey, Husker men home tonight against the defending national champions in the Kansas Jayhawks. You can hear it on the Breeze 94.5 FM. You can watch it on ESPN2 at 6:30 in the evening. Hastings College is at Midland Lutheran tonight for a doubleheader.
No chance tonight?
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. Kansas isn't that good.
Okay.
That means they'll probably kill us. They'll probably kill us.
Doc said something to the effect of, well, for the tournament game that Nebraska actually pushed Kansas last year, so it was the first time that we weren't waiting for them to come out at halftime to get autographs from them, something like that.
And Doc also said after practice, or before practice maybe, Brian Diaz is ready to play. It's now totally up to him. Going as far as to say he could help us. He could maybe help us win games. Brian Diaz, the 6'11", 235-pounder that was just made eligible about a week and a half ago. So if Diaz wants to play, you're looking at Nebraska's 2-3 in the conference, so there's 11 conference games left, and then there's nothing guaranteed. After that, you'll have the conference tournament, so there's 12 games, maybe 13. Maybe you make the postseason. I mean, at most, you're looking at 15 games this season. Do you do it?
Play him.
But he's going to leave it up to Diaz. You're the player.
See, and until a Nebraska athlete actually plays, the media will not talk to him, or is not allowed to talk to him. I believe that that is the rule down there. So nobody's been able to ask Diaz. I got to think that he's willing to help those guys out.
It will be very interesting. It will be very interesting to see what he decides. I would hope he plays. Again, going back to the argument I had here when they were waiting a couple of weeks ago, you hope that he is not the cornerstone of your program in 4 years if you redshirt him. I mean, if he's going to be your best player 4 years down the line, this program will not have advanced to where you think it needed to advance. I say play him.
I say on a Doc Sadler team, very few guys on that team will stand on the edge of the sand pit as one of their teammates drowned. He gets in the water with them and helps them.
So it'll be interesting, and again, Nebraska hosting the defending national champions from Kansas tonight. Tip-off is set for 6:30. Well, Daddy, I know you are very fired up, as I am, to welcome our next guest to the Doug and Daddy Show, as he is, I'm surprised not on a lake somewhere drilling through the ice that is going to hold a whole city. And, of course, for more than 20 years, Hank Parker has hosted Hank Parker's Outdoor Magazine. You can watch it locally on the Versus Network. And he is in Nebraska this week going around being a spokesperson for Quest. And, of course, he is a two-time Bassmaster Classic champion, 79-89. It's 2009, Daddy. What do you think?
Well, I think in 1979, the winner's share of the Super Bowl was $18,000. It's now $78,000. So I think he'll tell you the money's vastly different now. Hank, how are you?
Hey, it's the same scenario. It's $1 million a day, and the first time I won it was $25,000.
That probably bought you a pretty fancy boat, though, in 79, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, you can get a boat and a truck for $25,000 in 1979. That was a cool thing.
It is unbelievable how far the sport has come. And I guess if there are a lot of people interested, and there always are in fishing, and there always have been, but now it's just become more popular to get out on the circuit. And we talked about this at the top of the show, Hank, with the money out there, and now so many stories about economy and how it's going to affect sports. Let's start there. How will the economy right now affect sponsorships, affect the money, maybe affect the total number of tournaments when this thing is really just starting to hit its peak?
Well, I think that a lot of momentum from the prize money is going to go, especially on the BASS side. They've cut prize money a little bit, and they've upped the entry fees, so that's a little pinch on the anglers. But on the other side, you have companies like Exmark that I'm here in Nebraska working with who understand the demographics of their market and say, hey, fishing is a big part of American heritage, and it's a big sport that has a lot of popularity. We want to team up with some of these outdoorsmen, and we want to let our product be showcased in that fishing market. So the Exmark guys have made a tremendous commitment, and there's a lot of companies doing the exact same thing, understanding the value of the fishing demographic rather than us as fishermen depending solely on rods and reels and terminal tackle.
Hank, when we talk about the Bassmaster Championship and people see the guys pulling their SUVs with their boats on and the guys in their boats into an arena filled with people screaming at them, take us through a day of the Bassmaster Classic and how many hours are involved for those guys and for you when you fished in them.
Well, I've been on both sides of the boat where I was the hero and I was the zero, so it depends on what kind of day you had on the water on how it feels to be towed through that marina behind that or that Coliseum with that boat and all the people screaming and hollering with high expectations. So if you don't catch any fish, that's a terrible place to be. If you've got a boatload, it's a fabulous place to be, and I've been on both sides of that. So it's exciting, and you really have to focus much like on a much smaller scale. Like the guys that are at the Super Bowl, you can't get caught up in all the pageantry of the Bassmaster Classic. Your job is to go out on the water and beat the fish. You don't have other anglers that you're competing against. You're completely competing against the fish, and it's up to your performance, and you can't make any mistakes. And so you just can't get caught up in all that. You have to stay focused on my job is to go out and do the best job I can do while I'm on the water.
You know, I think it's interesting because you guys start so early in the morning, but by the time you're done, how much sleep do you get that week when you're preparing throughout that week?
I have honestly gone all week long on about 10 hours for the total week, so you don't get much sleep. There's a lot of preparation time behind the scenes that people are not aware of changing line, getting lures ready, and boat preparation, and you've got all these functions that you have to go to from the time you weigh in, then you got to go to a press conference, then you have to go to a dinner, and by the time you get through, it's 10 o'clock at night, and then you've got to get all your tackle out of the boat and get everything straightened out, put back in the boat, and that may be or may not be right next to the hotel. You may have to travel to a boat yard to get your equipment, and it is it's an all-nighter, and then you're up at 3:30 or 4 a.m.
Hank Parker's joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's representing Exmark Manufacturing today. We'll talk about that in just a second. Of course, the first bass angler to win the Grand Slam of bass fishing. You know, Hank, the only reason Daddy asked you that question is so that he can honestly go to the wife and say, it does require this much time for me to fish, honey.
Well, that's a man with his priorities right. I like that. Got to set those strategies.
Hank, when you've made the decision, and obviously it was a calculated decision to get into the TV and get away from the competitive angling, what all went into that decision?
Well, I made the decision because, you know, when the era that I was involved in fishing, you really could not live off of prize money. You had to have sponsors, and the way you got your sponsors, you got yourself in a position that you could create a consumer demand for a product, and the more exposure you got, then the more effective you were as a spokesperson. So it was only natural to try to gravitate toward being able to promote yourself, and television was the step. And when I got in, I didn't know anything at all. I backed out about 20 times that first year, you know, wanting to quit. What have I got myself into? But all in all, it worked out really good, and it's been exciting. I teamed up with a producer that didn't know anything about fishing but knew a lot about entertainment and television, and so he and I collectively, his name is Bill Landers, Bill and I made a real good pair, and we've enjoyed 25 years.
Hank, when did you feel that the show really took off, starting back in 1985? When did you realize, hey, this is going to be okay?
Well, I'm a lot like Forrest Gump. I'm not a smart man. I just starting to realize that now. I think I'm going to be all right.
Hank, for the folks out there, they see on TV, they know about your travels. Where have you had the most success or feel that the best fishing is?
You know, I get that question a lot, and probably one of my favorite places to go that you almost always catch fish and you always catch quality fish is Lake Champlain up on the New York-Vermont-Canadian border. It's one of my favorite places to go. It's very pristine, and smallmouth fishing is fabulous. Largemouth fishing is good, and it's just a great place to be.
Hank, when you're breaking down and you're looking at the guys fishing today, you see Mike Iaconelli fall down and start screaming and maybe some bad words come out of his mouth. What's your thoughts on the new style of fisherman out there?
There is a different generation, and I try not to be a stick in the mud. Iaconelli, off of the water, is as nice a guy as you ever want to meet, but he puts that he's kind of like a lot of the race car drivers. Once you put that helmet on, you go brain dead. He gets on the water, he's like the Incredible Hulk. I don't know what the deal is, but he's as nice a guy as you'd ever want to meet one-on-one, and he's got tremendous fishing talent, but he is definitely over the top for me. And a lot of the other guys, they want to make it personal, and I think that the Bass guys, more than the FLW guys, wanted to try to create some kind of controversy among anglers rather than you compete against the fish. I never, ever in my whole career looked at another angler and thought that I was competing against him personally. I was always competing against the lake and competing against the fish. And so we maintained a lot greater camaraderie among ourselves then than now.
Hank Parker joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hank, I want to ask you on the fishing show side of things. You have a family fishing show, have a lot of fun out there. I think entertain the people greatly. You mentioned the new generation. You got a guy out there by Mark Zona. The guy is an absolute nut, man. He's a freak show. Do you know this guy, and have you spent any time with him?
I don't know, Mark. I've seen his show, and again, I'm an old fogey, so I don't particularly care for it. But you know, everybody tries to find a niche and make it their own way. And a lot of people have asked me the question. You know, you look at the new generation. Do you think the fishermen are as good or better than your generation? And quite frankly, I honestly think the fishermen are better. I think Kevin Van Dam is probably the best fisherman that ever picked up a fishing rod to compete. So I try to give credit where credit's due. And these young kids, Anthony Gagliardi from South Carolina, I've watched his career. What an incredible fisherman he is. So there's a lot of young guys out there that have some charisma and have good ethics and are great fishermen. So I don't really think our sport's in trouble. I don't know. I know Van Dam's got a show, and some of these younger kids are going to come along and take my place before very long, I'm sure. And there's some good guys out there.
Well, Hank, for the folks out there, as we mentioned, you're in Nebraska, going to be going to Beatrice today with Exmark Manufacturing. What's going on?
I just got a plant tour, and I'm blown away. You know, I've ran Ranger boats all my life, my whole career, and they've always prided themselves on building the very best bass boat on the market. And I got involved with Exmark last year, and I started running a laser longmower, and it reminds me of Ranger boats, the pride that you take. I just went through a plant tour, and I met all the people on the floor that actually build the equipment, and the pride they take in their wells and their painting and everything that they do. It just reminds me so much of Ranger Boat Company.
Now, Hank, I have to ask you, a lot of people that have, you know, regular jobs get away from it by going fishing. How do you get away from fishing? What do you do to relax?
I have never lost the love for hunting and fishing, and there's only 365 days in a single year, and that's not enough. So I haven't got caught up yet. When I get caught up on hunting and fishing, then I may try to play golf or something.
Hank, we've got an email here, wants to know, in your opinion, who's got the better tour, FLW or Bass?
Well, they're both strong. I cut my teeth, and all my acclimates are with BASS. But I would say today, with where we're going in the market and the money, I think FLW probably has the overall best tour. I think they're more fair in their payout. And you literally can make a living without having sponsors. The payout is strong.
He's a two-time Bassmaster Classic champion, the first bass angler to win the Grand Slam of bass fishing. And, of course, you've been watching him for years on Hank Parker's Outdoor Magazine, currently airing on the Versus Network. It's been on the network or on a variety of networks since 1985. Hank, welcome to Nebraska, and we sure appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, Doug and Daddy both, I really appreciate you having me on, and next time I'm here, I'd like to be back on. It's been a real privilege.
Next time you're here, I'd like to get in a boat with you and see if we can't catch a walleye.
Hey, we're going to have to come in a little different time of the year. Right now, that water out there looks pretty hard.
You get back here in June or so, May or June, and we'll figure something out.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Thanks, Hank. Daddy's a big TV star, and I mean big. Thanks, Hank. All we right. Sure appreciate it. Hank Parker joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Outstanding stuff. Outstanding stuff. It makes you want to go drill a hole in the ice today until you figure out how cold it is.
And get in your shed. And get in your little shack if you've got one.
You wuss.
You don't sit out there today.
Oh, what a wuss. You're such a wuss.
That's awesome, talking to Hank Parker. So many directions you can go. You know, what if you had one, you know, he mentioned Lake Champlain. He mentioned, you know, what's the biggest bass. I'd be interested to see what's the biggest bass you ever caught. You fished that many days. You know, everybody, you know, 10 pounds. I bet 10 would, the people, I mean, it'd be a stupid. I mean, it'd be 16, 8. I mean, it'd be something.
I bet he's caught a bunch of 10-plus pounders in his career. Had to have.
Tons. I have over 15, I bet. He's got the new, it's like wrestling. It used to be 100 wins. Now it's 140. It used to be 10 pounds. For Hank Parker, it's probably 16 pounds.
See, there you go. That's the amazing thing about the Doug and Daddy Show. We're not even sure we get to come back Tuesday after a show like we had Monday, and then look what we do for you today. Hank Parker and Russ Hochstein so far on the Doug and Daddy Show. We need to take a break. Coming up, we're going to give you another chance to get qualified for our Schroeder Smoke Food Bundle and some other sports to talk about as we think spring with some baseball after this.
And now, another unsolicited listener comment on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Golic here. We all know how important protection is in the game of football. We wear helmets on our melons, pads on our shoulders, and cups over our broughton potatoes. This may protect us from a mighty tackle, but it doesn't protect you from man stink. Dial for Men 3D is the only men's body wash that protects your man suit from the most dangerous player in the field, odor-causing bacteria. Dial for Men 3D tackles odor-causing germs while it deep cleans and defends against odor all day. Because we all know the best offense is a good defense. Dial for Men 3D, maintenance for your man suit.
It's a super time in the land of lean beef, when bold men will brave the elements to man that grill iron like a quarterback on the gridiron, skewering tasty tenderloin like it was a second-rate secondary, and dishing out fiery bowls of ground sirloin chili with more flair than the halftime festivities. Discover the power of protein in the land of lean beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
More exciting high school basketball comes your way on our family of stations this week. Thursday on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Sandy Creek is at Sutton. On Power 99, Kennesaw is at Pleasanton. And on 1230 KHAS, Superior is at Adams Central. On KHAS Friday, St. Cecilia boys take on Boys Town in the Centennial Conference Tournament. And on ESPN 1460, the Kearney High boys will be at Columbus. And don't forget, all the basketball games can be heard on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You know, I don't know if they have ice fishing gear, but they've got the stuff to keep you warm at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, where Columbia coats are 33% off. Kids might want to go with you. How about Russell sweats for the youth? Just $10. That's what they've got, Misco Sports. Something for you, sweatshirts, Huskers, Lopers, local teams as well, hats, stocking caps, extra socks, gloves.
Maybe here in Kearney, you're getting up to that batting cage a little bit when that bat's worn out. They got bat balls, gloves as well.
New facility up at UNK. Yeah, it's never too early to think about that. And, of course, it's travel basketball time for the kids. If you're running a team, they can outfit everyone from head to toe with reversible jerseys, shooting shirts, warm-ups, coaches' shirts, and every pair of shoes in the store is now $10 off. They're open 7 days a week for you in the downtown Kearney Center. It's Misco Sports on the bricks. Glad to have them with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Speaking of baseball, the baseball and softball GPAC polls came out this week. Hastings around the middle of the pack or a little below. The softball was picked ninth. Now the baseball picked eighth in the 13-team league. Looks like it's going to be close at the top. Morningside just edging out Briarcliff, then Northwestern and Midland Lutheran. And speaking of baseball, Nebraska baseball coach Mike Anderson joins us on the show tomorrow.
tomorrow at 11.
About 11:15, 11:20 tomorrow.
Quarter after the hour. So.
Also, Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay. Also, we're going to talk a little high school basketball tomorrow, Daddy.
We're jam-packed.
Tim Marker is going to join us, Adams Central Basketball. Girls hoping to make some noise in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament next week and ranked in the top 10. Also, Hastings College has the Wrestler of the Week in the GPAC Conference in a Jamone Rush, and I may have said that wrong. I apologize if I did, but he's 3-0 in dual tournaments. Tonight, Hastings College was supposed to have two duels, but because of the weather, Bacone College couldn't make it, so Sioux Falls and Hastings will duel at 7 o'clock tonight. Tri-City Storm was able to get on the road and keep it close, but still not win last night, as Omaha wins it by a score of 5-2. Storm finally returned home to face off with Lincoln on Friday.
Not as close as they've been lately. Derek?
Omaha's a good team there. That Danny Christo, NHL prospect there. So he scored two goals against the Storm. So that is, again, it's
was
just
it 5-2 because the Storm played well or because Bliss likes Tommy and they kept it close? I mean,
I'm making a. They've been juggling up, looking for chemistry. You know, you just got to grit it out and play the rest of the season and try to get some wins.
Can we give away some Storm tickets for Friday's game?
I think we can.
You damn right we can. It's our show. Family four-pack to the Tri-City Storm. Let's get out and get these guys fired up. Let's let them know that we're behind them. It's band night. Seth Denny will probably be there, probably playing the drum. Maybe Josh Jelen out there blowing the horn. They'll all be there. Night brought to you by Derek.
Come
will be
see
there.
Me. Come
throw
see
stuff at Derek.
Yeah,
why not?
If Seth Denny's playing the drums, does his hair move?
Yeah. Oh, no. He'll probably have one of those big hats
on. Oh, we would never know.
Have a big hat on. I want to give away a family four-pack. The Lopers are out of town. It's a kind of a quiet weekend because teams are getting ready for conference basketball. So it should be well-attended this Friday night against Lincoln, who leads the West Division, 1-888-455-ESPN. I'm going off the charts here, Daddy. Division II basketball polls out this week. The RMAC not very well represented. In fact, one woman's team is even getting any votes, and that's way off the charts. There's only one team in the RMAC, men's or women's, who are rated in the top 25. They are the number 5 team in the country in the men's poll. Who is that team? We'll take a break. 1-888-455-ESPN. If you know who the only RMAC basketball team is that is rated, you'll get a family four-pack of tickets to Friday night's Tri-City Storm game.
Culprits, thieves, and cutthroats.
Congratulations, you found the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. These gentlemen will be right back.
Tag Heuer presents Tiger Woods.
As a kid, when I started competing, I decided to tape a list of someone else's accomplishments on my closet door. After winning my first 8 majors, I went back and completely changed my swing. No matter how far behind or how much I'm down, I refuse to quit. Quitting is not an option. My father taught me to hear other people's expectations, but that it's up to me if I want to listen to them. I've decided with the help of others, I'll make a difference in the world. We all make decisions, but in the end, our decisions make us. My name is Tiger Woods, and I wear Tag Heuer. What are you made of?
Tag Heuer timepieces, Swiss avant-garde since 1860. To discover your Tag Heuer timepiece, visit tagheuer.com for an authorized retailer in your area.
Lace them up. It's basketball time. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic is set for February 14th at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Come see local high school teams of all the classes hit the court as they test their skills before district play. Get your tickets today by calling the Heartland Event Center box office or online at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic, presented by Pro Team Design, Chief Industries, Grand Island Independent, and your ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing, too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you drove down 25th Street in Kearney 20 years ago, you'd see a lot of things you wouldn't even recognize, except for that one place on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Well, even back then, when you were in need of a quality used car or truck, you knew you could always count on Molly's. Today, you can count on a great deal on this 2003 V6 automatic Chevy Silverado for only $59.95. Yes, sir, Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. Good to know.
We'll see some sun followed by increasing cloud cover during the day today with a high temperature of around 34 with a west wind increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, skies will stay partly to mostly cloudy. We'll fall off to around 16 with northwest winds 10 to 20 on the way to the low 30s Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I wonder, do you think people from Eustace Farnham listen to the show?
Farnham
boys stepped up last night and took Axtell all the way to overtime. There were a lot of close boys games last night. I wasn't at one of those, by the way. Amherst goes overtime to beat Elwood. Axtell goes overtime to beat Eustace Farnham.
What about
They're the
1-2
karma? Teams in the FKC.
What about our karma?
Karma
didn't work yesterday.
Central Catholic loses by one in overtime. Double overtime, lose by one in overtime. They hit a three at the end of regulation to tie it, and then their two-pointer at the end of overtime rattles in and out and can't fall, so they're out. Fremont Bergen got beat by Boys Town, so Boys Town will play Hastings St. Cecilia, who just destroyed Lincoln Christian 62-26. Yikes, and Council Bluffs St. Albert's advanced on as well. So St. Cecilia, you can hear that game on 1230 KHAS. But Blue Hill beat Lawrence Nelson by two. Heartland Lutheran won by one. Ord beat Wood River by two. St. Paul had to come from behind to beat Centura. They were down at halftime to win that basketball game. So and Arapahoe, unbeaten.
Yeah, 6 points.
Pushed by Cambridge. So teams starting to get a little bit more competitive here. And actually putting some points on the board. Conference tournaments will continue for boys and girls on Thursday.
I have a feeling Mr. Heinrichs at Axtell may get the boys' attention after last night.
You think so? Well,
you know what got my attention was talking to Hank Parker today. And, that gets me in the mood to go fishing. And everyone at the boathouse, they want to remind you they moved north of Grand Island on Highway 281. Why do you need another location? Because they're the only place in Grand Island that has waxworms for sale. And you all know.
Do those taste like wax beans? At
no.
All?
No, you don't want to do a waxworm. Very gooey. Very, very gooey inside.
Fish love them, though.
Number one bait for ice fishing. Oh, you want to use some ice fishing as well? You want to use some minnows along? That's fine. You got three sizes, small, medium, and large. Stop by the boathouse north of Grand Island on Highway 281. Find the fishing bait you need. Now it's the time of year to start thinking about getting that boat ready for spring. So you need parts or any repairs, the boathouse is there to help you as well. North of Grand Island on Highway 281, the boathouse for all your waxworm and boat repair needs.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Rafael Nadal advances on at the Australian Open overnight. And do you care, Danny?
Well, I care because Andy Roddick's still around.
Andy Roddick, Roger Federer, overnight, tonight, tomorrow night? It's like at 2:30 in the morning, whatever that is. The days are all screwed up. Like over there right now, it's like tomorrow at 3 in the morning. It's all messed up.
Hey,
congratulations to Tom from Elm Creek. He knew that the only conference team in the RMAC that's ranked in the top 25 is Fort Lewis's men. They are fifth in the country in the Division II poll at 16-1. Tom gets a family four-pack of tickets to the Tri-City Storm when they take on Lincoln on Friday.
A lot of Metro guesses, which I guess would be to be expected with the way Metro's their history has been, but not
a couple Shadron guesses as well.
And one Fort Hayes guess. But
yeah, they're the MIA.
Yeah, they're not in RMAC anymore.
Not in the conference anymore, people. They're not there.
Hey,
not in the conference.
Doug, great show today. Hope you all enjoyed it out there. Russ Hochstein from the New England Patriots. We want to thank him. And we also want to thank our guest, two-time Bassmaster Classic champion, Hank Parker, as well, for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show.
Big show tomorrow. Tim Marker, the head girls basketball coach at Adams Central. We'll go to the Mandalay Bay. talk with our friend Mike Perenio about the Super Bowl, where the money's going, what's the best prop bets if there is such a thing. We'll talk with him tomorrow. And the head baseball coach at the University of Nebraska, Mike Anderson, will also join us on the show. If you ever miss any part of the show, go to ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. Next week, National 11-10 Signing Day, Jeremy Crabtree of Rivals.com, Sean Callahan. We get geared up for Bonner Park. It's an exciting time. We're glad you're with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!